Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Saturday, September 7th, 2013. What time is it? It's about 10 minutes past 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sitting here watching G Potter, a podcast catcher, downloading some, I'm up to about 700 megs of audio boos dating back, back to the beginning of August. One of the things I've been meaning to do over the last several months, in fact, during the summer, which I never got around to, was to catch up to my audio boos, and I never did. So last night I was suffering a little bit of insomnia. I woke up and I was thinking of other things. I was worried about something in particular to do with work, which is never a good thing. And then I started thinking, you know, one of the things that I've done in the last 2 weeks or so is I've abstained from listening to the news. Not because I don't want to know what's going on in the world. It's just I was oversaturated with bad news, with gloom and doom, with war, with racism, with corruption. And, you know, I realize the world is fraught with this stuff, but there's also a lot of good stuff going on. And that's what I wanted to concentrate on. And in fact, just now I'm working on a friend's PC. I'm rebuilding his computer because his hard drive crashed. So I went out this morning. I took my scooter. I went out to a local computer shop, which I had never been to. And they have an extensive amount of stuff there. It's incredible. Obviously, they have hard drives and keyboards and mice and memory and, you know, the printers and the normal stuff you would find. But way in the back, in one corner, they have a whole section of audio gear, which blew me away. I mean, Behringer mixers and microphone amplifiers and preamps and microphones. They have the whole line of, Snowball mics. I can't remember who makes those. They have the Snowflake, the smaller portable one. They have the Snowball, the bigger one. And reasonable prices, just like you would find online. So I was really, really excited to find this, and I'm definitely going to be going back. Anyway, so I walked out of there with a new hard drive for my friend's PC. And I also bought it's made by a company called Deep Cool, and it's an under-keyboard fan. USB powered that does, you know, that your laptop sits on top of it. Unfortunately, I have this habit of using my laptop in bed, or rather on the bed. And even now, as I notice here, just going to tip the screen forward a bit. It seems to be okay. It's sucking air from underneath and it's not blocked or anything. The feet are keeping it off the mattress and off the cover. Could do a little bit better. I think I'm just going to put it on here. I have a big book here. I'm just going to put it on top of there. Only because I'm downloading something right now, so the machine's really working hard. But what I'm finding is the fan on my Lenovo, on my ThinkPad, isn't coming on as often, which is probably good because the fan makes a lot of noise. And I know how to change it, but it will require extensive amount of dismantling of the machine, which I'm not really ready to do at the moment. I just rebuilt Windows 7 because I had inadvertently somehow got a spyware or some kind of malware that was causing me all sorts of grief. And although I did try to remove it by various means, you know, I usually think of myself as a pretty savvy computer guy. I'm not exactly sure how I got this thing in the first place. I think it was from testing all sorts of video converters and audio converters. And some of them, they're rather nasty. They install this stuff behind your back. So I've made an extensive list now, and I only will install stuff that I've known to be tried and true without any malware. So right now the machine's running beautifully, absolutely gorgeous. It's nice and solid and stable. I have a plethora of open source software, which is almost exclusively what I use in there. The only thing I also have in there is MS Office. I think it was a copy I bought off a friend of mine. It was a 2007. And so I've got that. And it's the complete copy. So I have access as well if I need it. What else? Yes, so I'm downloading probably, when all is said and done, about a gig worth of podcasts, because around the 19th of this month, about 12 days, less than 2 weeks, I am going to be embarking on a round trip, 1,300 kilometer drive to work on some computer equipment for some people down in Ontario. So that's going to be very, very interesting. So on the way down, I'm going to have all these audio booze with me in the car and listening to them all the way down. Now, the last time I did this, I also recorded a series of audio booze as I was going into Ontario. I may or may not decide to do that this time. It depends. I do want to catch up on a lot of audio booze. So what I may end up doing is, obviously, I'm going to have my iPhone with me all charged up. And what I'm hoping to do is, as I go through the audio booths, if there's anything of interest, I mean, everything's interesting, really. I've got so many interests that it's hard for me not to find somebody's audio booths interesting. But if there's any that particularly strike my fancy and I want to comment on them, I will do so in real time, right there and then, right after having listened to the audio boo, which is what I did the last time. So I may just have one audio boo in which I comment on three or four things. I may just tell you where I'm going, what parts of the country I'm going through. I mean, it is a long drive. It's about 650 kilometers from my driveway to their driveway where I'm going. I'm not sure if there's many places I'm going to be stopping along the way or not. The last time, it was around Christmas time. It was in December. And I had stopped off at two places. One was a store called Lee Valley to pick up a list of Christmas items and Christmas gifts. I won't be doing that now, obviously. It's not that close to Christmas. However, I usually go back in December. So I may in fact go back in December. We'll see. They usually have a Christmas get-together, and I hope they have one this year. That would be kind of nice. However, and the second place I stopped was a place called LA Music, because I wanted to pick up not an effects pedal, it was a Boss loop pedal, which, believe it or not, since last year, I've used once. Anyhow, I mean, that thing's retailed normally for $189, and I bought it for $109 or $119, I can't remember now. So that was a great deal. So even if I turn around and want to sell it for $150, I'd still be making some money off of it. I do want to try to use it. I don't at this moment. I just don't see a good use for it at the moment. But it'll come to me, I'm sure. What else was I going to say? I wanted to fire up the mic. Oh, yes, and talking about news and abstaining from world news, I've been doing a lot of listening and watching of NASA TV and NASA news and space news in general, and the launch of the LADEE, which is the Lunar Atmospheric Dust Experiment something, collector? Anyway, I'm not sure what the acronym stands for right now. But I just watched the launch, and I noticed that Fireman Rich had done an audio boo on it, which I'm eager to listen to. I'll probably listen to some of the more recent ones in the next little while. I want to catch up. I really want to catch up. I've missed everybody on audio boo. I've done a few audio boos, but it's been kind of a rough summer for me with my operation, which went really, really well. So as many of you know, I got an ICD installed, and I wanted to do an update on that, and I will do so probably a few days. Either Monday or Tuesday, I will be doing an update on that. And afterwards, because of having taken some antibiotics, I was kind of out and out. I wasn't really feeling all myself. So I'm back, though. Thanks for listening.